music can celebrate. For every child's curation is in every family's DNA. Custom programs to sometimes every Gambian feel. Keep sight of the child and watch for the children. On the 13th of August, 2026, Sancho Haka and the Wizardman as President of the Republic of Ghana. And let us continue to meet the Gambian soul together.
Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu defends economic reforms ahead of 2027 talks. With the news in detail, my name is Mutani Wayne. President Habanide Hidilama has called on Zambians to remain responsible and united in order to accelerate national development. Speaking to journalist Dr. the week made formal at the Freedom Statue in Lusaka during commemorations of the 2026 Africa Freedom Day, President Hidilama said stability and security are critical to driving the country's economic transformation agenda. The head of state stressed that it is the responsibility of the current generation to preserve national unity and ensure a peaceful environment that supports economic growth and development. He noted that while the country's forefathers fought to secure political independence, the present generation has the responsibility of delivering economic prosperity and improving the livelihoods of citizens. President Hidilama further urged Zambians not to take for granted the peace and stability the country has, since it has continued to enjoy since attaining independence. This year's Africa Freedom Day is being commemorated under the theme ensuring sustainable water availability and safe sanitation systems that change the goal of Agenda 2063.
For us to believe that it's economic, social independence, the opportunity for all our people, be it children, be it differently abled, be it women, the opportunity we're delivering to our people. That's the responsibility of the generals. Not quarrel, not noise, not abuse, not insult. No. But for us to do this, we need to make sure that we are responsible and we're united. Unity is very important to deliver all of these ingredients that are meant for us to go the way of faith by those who said before. Our way, our job is to create the world for the future generation. And for free education. 2.5 million children back in school. That's our responsibility. We need to make noise, we need to shout at each other, not to admit that we love each other. That's the distinction. And the people of Zambia, they go to court, they must remember where they are.
And Central Progress Permanent Secretary Dr. Moyo Monatango says Africa Freedom Day must be remembered for these sacrifices made by liberation fighters and not reduced to ceremonial display. Speaking in Kabul during this year's commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King State, the day holds a historical meaning that must be preserved and has urged institutions to keep the history of the liberation struggle to keep its meaning alive. He highlighted that sustainable water and safe sanitation are key to completing the liberation journey and that the province will honor liberation through projects aimed at improving livelihoods and public health.
Rwanda is not the land block, it is land link. And therefore, it means Africa must first within itself, Africa must land itself. It means that an African in Algeria is an African in Rwanda, an African in Malawi is an African in South Africa, and an African in Congo is still an African. And therefore, we must take care and look after each other.
Meanwhile, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has called for stronger protection, freedom of expression, and media freedom as the country commemorates Africa Freedom Day. MISA Zambia Chairperson Lauren Chisanga states genuine freedom can must be fully attained without safeguarding freedom of expression, media independence, and access to information. In a statement, Ms. Chisanga has noted that a free and independent media remains key to democratic governance, transparency, accountability, and citizen participation, observing that although Africa has made progress in advancing democratic freedom, several challenges continue to affect the media sector. She has cited attacks on journalists, restrictive laws, censorship, digital surveillance, misinformation threats, and economic pressures as some of the factors undermining commercial business and the public's right to know. Police in Chavuma, northwestern province, have arrested former Chavuma member of parliament Victor Imai for the offense of going armed in public, contrary to Section 84 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Gertie Chilavi says Mr. Limai was apprehended yesterday around 14:30 hours in Zambezi district. Mr. Chilavi says it is alleged that on 20th May 2026, at around 08:30 hours, the suspect entered the Chavuma District Council offices, which were being used as a nomination center for Chavuma parliamentary constituency, while armed with a firearm without lawful authority, causing fear and alarm among members of the public. He said police recovered one Taurus pistol and 14 rounds of ammunition from the suspect, who is expected to appear in court soon. In a separate incident, police in Kalumbila district have arrested Redson Kisala for going armed in public, contrary to Section 84 of the Penal Code. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect was found in possession of a 9mm Redson pistol and 10 rounds of ammunition during an incident that occurred on 21st of May 2026 at Kalumbila Town Civil Council Civic Center, which was being used as a nomination center for parliamentary and mayoral candidates by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. In the same incident, police also arrested seven other suspects in Kalumbila District for idle and disorderly conduct contrary to Section 178F of the Penal Code.
Police in Kalumbila District arrested Redson Kisala and Kalumbila Kalumbila for going on in public contrary to Section 24 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The suspect was found in possession of 9mm different pistols and 10 rounds of ammunition. The incident occurred in 1971-76 between 13:30 and 14 hours at Kalumbila Town Council Civic Center, which was being used as a nomination center for the nomination and mayoral candidates by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. The director of the suspect was still carrying a firearm causing panic and disruption for him. We are still following the police force changes for the police.
Secretary to the Treasury Felix Kumukumukasa of Zambia using the 2026 annual report of the African Development Bank (ADB) Group as a platform to strengthen international cooperation, deepen engagement with development finance institutions, and advance the country's broader economic transformation agenda. Speaking in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, where he is leading a Zambian delegation to the 2026 annual report of the AFDB Group, Superintendent for today.